for some reaction to his speech, we turned first to Israeli journalist David Horowitz, who's the editor of the magazine Jerusalem Report, and we asked David Horowitz if he heard anything new and different in the president's words.
I think it's a more dramatic reinforcement of a message that he's issued in the past, because he is now really very firmly calling on the Palestinians to get rid of their leadership, which he is saying is, you know, infected, conspiring with terrorism, is not fighting terrorism, and he is saying that any progress that the Palestinian people deserve cannot be achieved with this leadership, cannot be achieved so long as terrorism doesn't stop. So there are aspects in the speech that if they were at the negotiating table, this Israeli government might find problematic. For example, he's calling on the Israeli army to pull back to the positions that it held a couple of years ago. He's calling for an end to settlement. But he's conditioning that and any other things that he expects from Israel, first and foremost, on this end to terrorism and the end of this Palestinian leadership. And that will have gone down very, very well with this government and very, very badly with the Palestinian leadership.
Would Israelis then in the government, upon listening to the Bush speech, find this generally a very powerful endorsement of a very pro-Israeli position from the U.S.?
Yeah, I think that they might almost feel that they could have drafted it themselves. So positive will they consider it to be. Their single message has been that there can be no progress in negotiations until the terrorism stops, and that Yasser Arafat, far from, as he would want the world to believe, fighting terrorism, is actually exacerbating and encouraging it. And that was the key message of the Bush speech.
Well, what is your sense, David, as a journalist? There was some story attributed to a senior official at the White House who briefed reporters that within 18 months, someone thought, they could have new elections, this process could be underway. Do you think the Palestinian leadership is a year or two away from implementing reforms like reliable courts, an anti or security forces that root out terrorism and have free and fair elections?
Well, my sense is that the Palestinian leadership under Arafat is getting ready for elections. They're talking about within weeks reforming their security apparatuses. What Bush was saying, yes, I've heard the voices coming out of Ramallah, you're talking about elections, you're talking about reform, I don't believe it. Basically, he's saying if it's Yasser Arafat who's presiding over any of this, well, it won't count. It has to be somebody else.
David Horowitz, editor of Jerusalem Report, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.